Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. Last week, I had a chance to meet up with old friends from high school that I haven't seen in probably about 40 years. While many people don't like Facebook and aren't part of that community, I find Facebook is a chance to stay in touch with family and friends that are scattered all over the world. But that being said, I don't get sucked into Facebook and all the politics on it. I realized a long time ago, before Facebook, that no one can really change another's mind once they're set in their beliefs and thoughts regarding controversial things. And doing that, that's saved me many a hassle in life, and it keeps my blood from boiling over, you know, the memes and the comments that I don't agree with. But back to meeting up with friends from high school. A couple of them that live out of state mentioned they would be in Minnesota for a bit, and it'd be fun to get together. After many messages back and forth, we finally had a plan made to meet up on a Friday afternoon halfway between the southernmost and the northernmost person. All of this was planned and reservations made long distance thanks to our Colorado buddy. She always was the best at getting things planned and organized, and she didn't let us down this time either. So text messages were sent out to those not on Facebook, and everyone was planning to come that day, which was a week away. It would give me a week to think about what it would be like getting together after 40 years of not seeing one another. All of those dumb questions running through my brain. Would we still have things in common? Would the whole time be spent just talking about the glory days? Where had life taken all of us after all this time? Those were just some of my questions. Back in high school, we were all pretty closely connected and did many things together. Mostly it consisted of just hanging out together and maybe a few times getting in trouble with things like skipping school or smoking in the girls' room. But not me, because I didn't smoke cigarettes back then. Or now. And of course, our famous senior skip day down at Minnehaha Falls. It was all fine and fun until the police found us that day. But being we were from an all-girls Catholic high school and not being too loud, the Minneapolis police just had us gather all our stuff and leave. Back then, most of us were 18, and that was the legal drinking age, so, you know, we weren't really in trouble. But I really think it was that the police didn't really want to deal with 30 or 40 high school girls and no female police officers nearby. So the day came, and off I set, driving an hour into the cities to meet up with everyone. We had reservations made at a sports family bar and restaurant that was the halfway point for us. It was a nice place, and we had a table for the seven of us. Drinks were ordered, and as our waitress left, lots of greetings and hugs were passed around. Other than gray hair for some of us and bifocals to read the menu for others, there wasn't much change in anyone's physical appearance. Amazingly, we pretty much had all gracefully aged without much change. I would have known them, each of them, at first glance, had we run into one another somewhere else. The next few hours, as we had lunch together, we did talk about the glory days of high school. We had some great laughs over some of the things we had done and of the escapades we had gotten away with back then. We got to remind each other of the time spent in the principal's office and having to speak with the guidance counselor a few times throughout the high school years. And honestly, we all pretty much spoke of gratitude for being educated in an all-girls high school by the Dominican and BVM nuns. They truly cared about each of us, and we all got a good education, even if we got in trouble here and there along the way. As we sat there together, we shared pictures of our kids and grandkids and talked about our careers that have recently ended or are about to end with retirement. Each one of us had a story to tell of life together when we were teenagers and life pursued into our adult years. There were stories of sadness and loss, and there were stories of accomplishments and not losing sight of where we all have come from. It was a great day to get together and just be grateful. As the time came to an end, we all walked outside and decided we needed to find a spot to take a group picture before we all parted ways once again. You just never know how long it's going to be until the next time you can get together. We walked around until we came to a place that had a bench in front of a building, but it wasn't in a nice spot. It was shady and just not a great place to take a photo. So, what would the younger us do to get a good picture? One by one, we walked over to that bench by the building and picked it up and hauled it over to the nearby parking lot where there were some trees and sunshine. As people watched and thought we were stealing it, they started coming our way. We let them know we were bringing it back in a few minutes, so they just watched us. We assured them that seven women in their mid-60s weren't stealing their bench. I mean, how far could we really get carrying this bulky thing? One by one, we each found a place to sit or stand behind the bench. A person that had been sitting in her truck watching us got out and came up to us. She asked if she could take the picture for us. After hearing this was our first time together in 40-some years, she took a bunch of pictures for us. When we were done and the bench returned to its proper place, a group hug and many promises to get together again were made. Off we all went in different directions, back to our homes, out of state, and to our lives and families post-high school years. As I drove home, there was a big smile on my face. I have a feeling the smiles were on all our faces as we drove home. Safe travels until we are together again, old friends. Hi, this is Sue from Solid Rock, Minnesota. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to our podcast or read our blog or check in at our website. As always, it's fun to see where our listeners and readers are from. There are many from all over the 50 states in the United States and close to 50 countries all over the world. Never in our wildest dreams did we anticipate more than a few followers. We're amazed. Our hope is you will tell a friend to check us out at the podcast or the blog or on the website at www.solidrockminnesota.com, where you can always find the links to the podcast and the blog. We'd love to hear from you, too, so please feel free to drop us a message when you visit and let us know where you're from. And if you're needing a Minnesota connection, send us your address and we'll send you an official Minnesota postcard or a Solid Rock Minnesota bumper sticker. Yep, an official Minnesota souvenir, yours for free. Until next time, may you be surrounded with life, laughter, family, and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.